When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's get some extremely local news from Jen Sabella at Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. What's the Riot Fest news?
Good morning, Bob. They're giving us whiplash over there at Riot Fest. after a big announcement saying that they would be leaving Chicago and really blasting the park district and the city for how slow it was at approving its permits, Riot Fest announced about a month ago that it would move to the suburbs, suburban Bridgeview, and then yesterday they said, never mind, we will be back in Douglas Park in the city of Chicago, September 20th through 22nd. So that had all of us, you know, kind of scrambling to figure out what was going on here. But apparently Riot Fest made nice with the Red Stars, who they had would have pushed out away from their game in Bridgeview. The Red Stars are now on board. The Park District is now on board, and everyone's playing nice. Mm-hmm. So this will be back in the city. We're still working on talking to neighbors to see how they feel about this. They feel, obviously, like what's going on here. This is two venue changes in the last couple months and just with weeks to go before the fest. So it's definitely interesting, and we will keep everyone posted on what's happening mm-hmm. here.
Don't you think the Riot Fest organizers would get less pushback from the community if they change the name of the thing? I mean, Riot Fest. They should have a more tranquil name, shouldn't they?
I do think that some people focus on that, but I think that they're also like, well, it's our brand now. We've been around for a long time, so they're probably trying to weigh that with some of the neighbors. But they have won over some neighbors. So if you go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, you read all about reactions from fans that are into this change and who are not so into it.
there's been a dog attack in Logan Square, and tell us what the neighbors are saying and what the neighbors are doing there.
This really shocked me when we got an email from some neighbors in Logan Square saying that a dog was killed, an 11-year-old Shih Tzu, by essentially a dog that is always running around stray on the block. Neighbors have been calling the city about this dog at least 8 times since May. It's bit at least 2 people and attacked at least one other dog. And the city has just let the dog stay until this fatality that happened on Sunday, which is so heartbreaking. So we've been looking into what happened here, why Animal Care and Control did appear to go to the scene. Police went to the scene. But the dog was finally removed from the house, and its owner said it's in Colorado getting training, and we are staying tuned on whether or not it will be allowed back in the neighborhood. But a lot of folks are saying this draws attention to a larger issue of aggressive dogs and whether what the city can do to keep people and other pets safe from them.
So people were calling Animal Control and 311 for help for months. Has the city explained why they didn't respond?
Not really. They said that in one point, an investigator apparently didn't make the connection that this dog was the same dog that people had been reporting for months. So they did, according to the dog owner, they took the dog for a day and they gave it rabies shots, and then the dog owner went back and picked it up at the pound the next day. But other than that, and we do have a $2,000 fine levied against the homeowners for not showing up to a court hearing, but other than that, there hasn't been any movement on the city's part here.
Maybe we'll hear something eventually. And then finally, we have a couple of pinball players who have taken over a Northwest Side pool hall. Tell us about this.
I love this story. This Chicago Billiard Cafe has been around on the Northwest Side since 1982. It has 16 pool tables and has been pretty much unchanged since the 80s, about 40 years there. But two couples actually went in on the business. They're younger and they are huge pinball fans. So they kind of want to revive the place, but while keeping all the pool tables, they added a bunch of pinball tables. They're trying to get a liquor license, and they're going to be selling food. So just trying to liven up the place a little bit and bring a fresh crowd in. It's also two women who are really into pinball, and they plan on hosting a women's pinball tournament, which are really rare in the city. It's a pretty male-dominated gaming scene. So it's really cool. They have all kinds of vintage machines. There's a Dolly Parton one, Terminator. So if you're into pinball or pool, got a new place to hang out, a new old place to hang out on the Northwest side.
5935 West Irving Park Road. What more could you ask for? Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.